So we all know losing is part of sports, and it's part of politics, too. We asked Mike Danforth and Ian Chillog, our friends from the NPR podcast How to Do Everything, to explore some options for Mitt Romney on his recent campaign loss.
If you want advice on how to deal with a loss, you go to someone with experience.
Coach Marv Levy, want to remind us about your Buffalo Bills?
Well, I coached for 47 years and on every level. And if there are any good football fans tuned in, they know that our Buffalo Bills teams in the early 90s went to the Super Bowl game four consecutive times, but we didn't win any of them.
That's four straight Super Bowls, four straight losses. Any advice for Governor Romney?
Yes, for a short period of time, you do mourn. But you don't continue to lie there in the fetal position, and I know he won't do that either.
Now, football coaches aren't the only ones that mourn. Presidential candidates do it too.
Usually it's like a funeral. They all say that. It's like a death in the family.
That's presidential historian Michael Beschloss.
When Walter Mondale lost in 1984, both Mondale and McGovern told me the story. Mondale asked McGovern, "George, when does it stop hurting?" And McGovern said, "I'll let you know when it does."
Senator Norm Coleman of Minnesota won his share of elections, but he lost some too, including a governor's race to Jesse Ventura and a Senate race to Al Franken in what was one of the closest votes ever.
When I lost to Jesse Ventura, I went to work the next day. On election night, all of a sudden you wake up and you're not the winner. And from my perspective, if you've done everything that you thought you could do, it's only an election and life is going to go on, and life does go on.
So with the scrutiny of being a candidate behind them, with cameras and reporters gone, some losing candidates take the chance to cut loose.
Here's Michael Beschloss again.
For instance, Al Gore, a couple of months after he lost the presidency in 2000, grew a beard. Not terribly exciting, but for Al Gore, that was radical.
Senator Coleman did not grow a beard.
What I like to do is go out and have a cigar in public and not worry about what somebody thinks. I'm going to smoke that cigar. I don't care whether you like smokers or not, you know, something. I like that cigar. I'm going to light it up. And I'm going to enjoy it.
So whatever vice Governor Romney chooses to indulge in public, everybody says that the key is to move on.
Coach Levy, how did you guys handle the loss?
What I did after the first one, we lost that first Super Bowl game. And on the flight back, a four-line poem went through my mind. And when we went back to that team meeting, I posted it on the bulletin board outside, and it went, "Fight on, my men," Sir Andrew said. "A little I'm hurt, but not yet slain. I'll just lie down and bleed a while, and then I'll rise and fight again."
For NPR News, I'm Mike Danforth.
And I'm Ian Chillog.
Ian and Mike host the podcast How to Do Everything. This is NPR News.